Good morning.
I
just wanted to give you a very quick update on the Airport Advisory Committee. As you know, you appointed the committee as a result of some very strong comments that were made at the public hearing last year dealing with our airport policy documents. The committee's met two times now. Mr. Wilson and Mr. Baker are on the committee. They've met twice now. The first meeting was mostly organizational, a review of the bylaws, election of officers. Garrett Dunoga, our FBO operator, was elected president of the committee. Jeff Reed, our commercial aeronautical tenant representative, was elected as the vice president. And the committee felt like that was enough officers to handle things. We also went through our FAA grant assurances. I kind of feel like every decision that they bring to you, every recommendation they bring to you is either in compliance with those grant assurances or they're not. And that's kind of a foundation that the committee needs to have. The second meeting, which was held last week, Lori Paganelli, the Harrisburg Airport's district office manager, came down and provided about an hour's presentation on our federal obligations and kind of the FAA perspective. I think it was very, very worthwhile having her there to explain things to the committee, give them a chance to ask the FAA questions directly. So that was very useful. The committee also discussed a plan for moving forward with our airport policies and getting those actually published and approved. At the next meeting, they're going to take volumes 1 through 3, which are the volumes that I guess you've tabled for now, and go through them line by line or whatever it takes to come up with a recommendation for you to move those forward. And then the following meeting, they'll take on volumes 4 through 6, which is our leasing policies, our minimum standards, and development guidelines as far as how to get those to a point where they're on our website, people can go and look at them, they've been approved, et cetera. That's pretty much progress to date. I think it's been very worthwhile having, and we're getting got a lot of good stuff out of it. Unless you have any questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Does one thing good for us, that's both how both sides feel about issues, I think.
Ms. Webb, grant
Thank
request.
You. The first one today, Miss Delaware Scholarship Organization.
What have we done in the past?
In the past, we've given 100 each, but this request is just for a golf fundraiser for them, so I'm suggesting 25 each for 125. That's all they want at this time.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and second to grant Ms. Delaware Scholarship Organization $25 from each Councilmanic grant fund. Is there any discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Benson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Seaford Community Food Closet.
Make a motion to donate $1,000 out of my fund.
Second.
Motion and second for $1,000 from Mr. Benson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Nanticoke Little League.
A motion $2,500 from my account.
Second.
Motion $2,500 from Mr. Vincent's account, Nanticoke Little League. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
And the Bethany Beach July 4th Parade Committee.
I'd like to give $1,000 of my funding.
Second, please.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore?
There are none, Mr. President.
We have no additional business brought before council.
I'd like
public.
To mention something.
Ms. Deaver?
I think it's time that we look at 100-foot buffers off of wetlands in Sussex County, as recommended by DENREC.
I got something.
Any further discussion? Mr. Cole?
The in our packet today, there was a Dave gave us or Sue did Mrs. Webb here top 10 delinquencies for tax
top 100
top 100 I meant that's right top 10 I didn't mean that right top 100. Now then, is it my understanding that if they're on this list, they don't get any permits, they don't get any, are they, is this the clean hands ordinance gets
that's
all these
right. Definitely
in
clean
fact
hands.
If you're delinquent just a few dollars,
right.
or $1, you're
affected by the Clean Hands
ordinance. You're affected, even a dollar, okay. Now then, when I see LLCs in here, now those LLCs are individuals that are doing business here. Is there any way that we can address? I know, you know, years ago with transfer taxes and things, there was LLCs were getting around them because of different things. Is there any way we can, or is there any suggestion that some of these LLCs, which don't have any names to them, that could also, the Clean Hands Ordinance, affect them to, because you're looking at $20,000, you know, $15,000, $14,000 in back taxes on some of these,
okay,
these LLCs?
I don't have a copy of the list, so I don't know what you're looking at. However, if there's an LLC, that is, I'm assuming that's how the land is owned.
Right.
It is a legal entity. You could go against that LLC only. You could not, in my opinion, track it back to the individuals.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that should, okay. Okay, I didn't know if there was a way to, because again, many of these are LLCs, but if that's your advice, I'll take it.
Hopefully this is just the beginning of taking some steps we haven't taken before by making the list public, and we're
put it on the website.
That's what we're doing. With the advice of our Patrick Vanderslice, works with us very closely from Warren Rutt's office, and we always run everything by him first, our letters that we're sending out, and we are going to put these individuals on notice. Mr. Vanderslice recommended that we give them a notice that they will be appearing on the website and pay up, or, you know, we're done.
Do these properties, Dave, ever go to sheriff sale for back taxes? I mean,
yes.
If we address this list, would we go by the amount, or would we go to maybe back to how long ago it's been? I mean, some of these, I don't know. The first one here of $121,000. The next one's $78,000.
Right now, we have a variety of ways that we're attacking share sales through different methods. The top ones, the ones that aren't so old, and then the oldest ones. So we're kind of like, it's impossible to get everybody at one time. There's a lot of work to bringing it to share sale. So we have
assume that this one says properties, and then it says Lewis Rehoboth, and then it has the name. Does that mean a number of properties, probably, not just
yes,
one?
Yes.
That's conglomeration. That's why it's not listed by council person's district, because one you could have,
I don't think that's important to be in the list, but I just think that we ought to be moving forward to get not just post them, but
yes,
sheriff sales and other things, get these things back on the tax rolls and get some
they
money
coming. I know Mr. Vanderslice with Susie has been working on tax sales. They came up with their committee form of letters, notices, collections manager, and tax sales.
The collection manager has helped immensely with bringing this all together and tackling the job of delinquencies with a phasing of how we're approaching it and organizing it.
Well, some of these names on here aren't financially hurting, that they can't. That's why they're not paying them. I don't know why they're not paying these taxes, but it's not.
That's a perfect example of why we suggested a collection manager be hired,
right,
to tackle this kind of large delinquencies by people that are on that list.
Okay.
I mean, you can see how many represent.
Yeah, glad to hear we're.
In one instance, there's a whole community on there, which I won't name right now until they've gotten the letter, but how does that work? It's a whole community. It's a community association on there.
Like a homeowners association?
Yes.
The letter.
Well, then they.
We would come.
Letter will go to them, and they'll have the opportunity to pay the
go
tax.
Go to the management of it?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I get it.
Okay.
We have an executive session scheduled. I'll entertain that motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
For the purpose of personnel.
For the purpose.